cardboard box like you guard your house. They hang onto their coat like you hang onto your car. This man gets up and he throws his cloak aside as if nothing. And you wonder, hey, why?
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. I'm in the studio with none other than Pastor Mark Job, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, one church reaching over 25 locations, serving the community, bringing the gospel, and we are excited to be a part of this radio program today. Pastor Mark, thank you for today's message. You've called it Speak Up. I just love this message. I love the idea that there is something that Jesus wants to do, would do, could do, if only we would participate. And there's somebody listening today who's feeling that tug, that there's something they're supposed to do and not sure if it would matter or not. What do you say to someone like that?
Yeah, Joshua, what strikes me about this story is that Jesus could have just walked on by.
Yeah, yeah.
But this Bartimaeus called out, was not silenced. They couldn't shut him up. And instead of Jesus being turned away from that, he was attracted to that. And so I want to encourage you that are here to say, hey, speak up, reach out, aggressively reach out to God. I think that sometimes God passes by people that are just sort of slightly interested, not driven, not passionate, not grabbing on. There's something, you know, my kids, when they slightly want something, you know, it affects me. It's like, yeah, they kind of want it. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, Dad, could you? But when they are passionate about it, when they, Dad, please, and when it moves my heart as a father. Yeah. And I think the heart of God is the same way. And so how bad do you want it? Speak up. Don't let God pass you by on that moment.
Yeah, there's something happening before, you know, the speak up moment. There's something inside of Bartimaeus. He believes something about Jesus that many other beggars and blind and paralyzed people there didn't believe. He believed something that drove him to speak up.
Yeah. Driven by faith and the understanding that the solution lies in a touch from God.
Powerful. This is called Speak Up. It's Mark chapter 10. This is the second half of the message. Let's go to the Word of God right now.
Last week at our baptisms, a couple people shared, they said that when they walked in this place, they felt something. One person said they started to cry because they felt something. You know what I believe? I believe they had a measure of faith inside of them. And when they get into a place like this where we've invoked the presence of Jesus and he's here in a manifest way, that it activates the faith of people and suddenly something comes alive inside of you. Why? Because there's a measure of faith inside of you. How many of you know you don't need a lot of faith, just a little faith? I was not too far away from, my wife and I were in Israel, driving not too far away from this place, and the guy, the biblical scholar that was leading the tour, he stopped the bus, he told the driver of the bus, stop! And so he stopped the bus, and he got out of the bus, and he went over to a plant, and he grabbed seeds from a plant, and then he came back on the bus, and he said, and we were like, what are you doing? He said, look at this. And he opened up his hands, and he had hundreds of little seeds in his hand. And he said, you know what this is? I said, no. He said, this is a mustard seed. It's not a big seed. It's not an avocado seed. It's not even the size of watermelon seeds. Little teeny, teeny seeds, hundreds in his hand. And he quoted the verse and he said, Jesus said, if you have faith like the size of a mustard seed. You see, it's not about your faith. It's about God's power. What your faith is your faith gives God's power a foothold to work in your life. Some people think their faith's got to be big to do things. No, you need a little faith. But what God needs is a foothold in your life to do what you cannot do in the natural and only He can do in the supernatural. That's what you need. God needs a foothold of faith, just a little foothold. And it becomes activated by the presence of the living God. Listen, some of you walked in this place, and maybe it's been a long time since you've been in church, and you walked in this place, and something as we worship awakened inside of you. It's a sign that you have faith, that God has been depositing inside of you something, preparing you for a moment, for a season where God wants to do something. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "You will find me when you seek me with your whole heart." What causes us to seek God with our whole heart? That's faith. Our faith is activated, and it's our faith that gives us the boldness to not shut up. The Bible says, listen, that blind Bartimaeus, when he heard that Jesus was there, he couldn't see. There was a big crowd. He started saying, "Jesus, Son of David, I'm over here. Have mercy on me." He didn't know where Jesus was. He couldn't see Jesus. All he could hear was the crowd, but he was hoping that his voice would resonate and so that Jesus would hear his voice. Sometimes you feel that way, right? I'm calling, I'm praying, God, are you hearing me? I'm praying, Lord, but I want you to hear me. And so then he kept saying it louder. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm over here. Have mercy on me." And you know what happened around him? People started saying, "Shut up. Bart, be quiet. Stop making a scene. Why are you screaming so loud?" Do you know that people around you will try to dampen the voice of your faith? Do you know there's a lot of people around you when you're activated by faith that are going to kind of put you down? No, don't be such a fanatic. Don't yell so loud. Don't do it so loud. Hey, let's temper this. Let's tame this a little bit. There's people around you that want you to have the same level of faith that they have, which is very little faith. When you're activated by faith, it gives you a boldness to press in to seek God. It gives you a boldness to call out on God in a fresh new way. Faith tells you God can do it. Faith tells you He's present. Faith tells you there's nothing that's limited by the power of God. That's what faith tells you. Some of you have been touched by the power of God and faith, and you started getting excited. You started to get bold. You started to move forward, and people around you are like, "Hey, I hope you're not getting too fanatical, are you? I see you taking your Bible to lunch with you to work. Are you? What are you doing with your Bible? You preaching? No, I'm just reading at lunch. You're getting a little too extreme now, don't you think? You know, they're calling you up to go party on the weekends. And you say, no, I got a home group I'm going to. What's a home group? What's a place we gather together and study the Bible? You on a Friday night, you're studying the Bible? Oh man, you're too deep into this. You're getting a little crazy. Don't be an extreme. Don't be a Bible thumper. Don't be fanatical. What's happening to you? Hey, Tam. You need to tame it down a little bit. Now, don't get so extreme. Don't get so loud. Be quiet. Be like the rest of us. People around you will try to dampen the level of your voice, the level of your faith, the level of your crying out to God, because most people want you to be like they are. They get uncomfortable about bold faith in life. And I want you to notice what Bartimaeus did. The more they said quiet down, the louder he got. Can I tell you this? If Bartimaeus would have listened to the people around him, you'd have never known his name, because his story would not be in the Bible. Jesus would have walked by, and Bartimaeus would have continued to be blind. If Bartimaeus would have listened to the people saying, "Don't be so fanatical, don't cry out, don't call out," if he hadn't allowed his faith to activate the boldness and to press in, we would have never known his name. The next day after Jesus left, he would still be blind. He would have heard not too long afterwards that this Jesus was crucified and died. He would have still been begging. He would have remembered it as the moment that Jesus walked by him, but nothing happened. But because Bartimaeus refused to be dampened by the crowd, he refused to listen, he refused to shut his voice down, he allowed his faith to activate his boldness. Bartimaeus is in the Bible, three of the Gospels. Listen, I'm talking to someone here today, I know it. Secondly, I want you to write this down. Not only do we need to be bold and not let our intensity be dampened by the people that are around us, but you need to be ready and leave your old security blanket behind. How many, when you were babies, had little security blankets? All the men say, I don't know about that. You know, little kids have blankets that they hang on to. It's a security blanket. I was staying at someone's house recently, and she was saying that they left the little girl, she was 3 years old, they left the security blanket, they lost it, and she just could not sleep. She was, Mommy, she would get down on her knees at night and pray that they would find her security blanket, and because she just, that was her security blanket. So her mom kind of switched it out to another big blanket, not a little blanket. But what does security blanket do? It gives you security. Can I tell you, I read the story of Bartimaeus, and there's something about what happens next that caught my attention. It says, so they called the blind man. Before that, I want you to notice, it says in verse, I believe it's verse 49. It says, Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. Hey, I love that concept. Why did Jesus stop? Because he heard the voice of faith. Jesus was on his way and he stops. Why did he stop? Because he hears a desperate man calling out to him. There was a lot of voices, a lot of noise, a big crowd. But Jesus can tell the difference between the voice of the crowd and the voice of someone who's desperate calling out in faith. It's an incredible thought that the God of the universe would stop when he hears you and I calling out in desperate faith. Sincere faith. He's on his way. He's going to pass him by, but he stops because he hears a cry. He hears, Son of David, have mercy. Jesus stops. And then he calls out to him. Notice what it says in verse 49. And he said, call him. And so they called the blind man. Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you. Verse 50. The very first thing that Bartimaeus does, it says, and throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. The blind man had a cloak. He's a street guy. He lives in the street. It's interesting as I see how Jesus heals people in the Gospels. It almost always, he has a fixation on the mats that they're on. Jesus said, leave your mat, get up and walk to the crippled man. He seems to want to make sure that whatever, you know, a homeless person lives in a cardboard box. In the times of Jesus, the weather was fairly nice. They didn't need cardboard boxes, but they had mats and they had cloaks. Their cloak was their home. It represented where they stayed. Their mat was what they laid on.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Speak Up from our Moved series. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. His message is called Speak Up.
This blind man jumps up. He's a beggar. He's poor. I've seen beggars, homeless people, and they cling to the little stuff that they have. They're very guarded about it. because it represents their house, their identity, everything they have in the world. They don't just throw their cloak aside. They're not careless about their stuff. They hang on to it. They guard their cardboard box like you guard your house. They hang on to their coat like you hang on to your car. This man gets up and he throws his cloak aside as if nothing. And you wonder, hey, why? See, I believe that Bartimaeus, there was a statement he was making there. I believe that Bartimaeus was making sure. He went with the mentality, I'm going to come to Jesus and I will never, never go back to where I was before. This is not hold my cloak because I may come back. This was take me to Jesus because I'm never coming back. I'm not hanging on to it just in case it doesn't work out with Jesus. No, I'm going to Jesus with full confidence that I will never return to the person I was. I will never go back to the lifestyle that I'm leading. I will never be stuck again. I'm going to get out of this place of stuckness and I'm going to a different level. I will not return. I believe that's the statement that he was making. That's faith. That's faith. You know, I believe that sometimes what holds us back is that oftentimes we're unwilling to let go of our security blankets to follow Jesus all the way. You know, I heard for quite a while, I heard about this, and I actually looked it up to see if it was true or if it's just kind of a legend. And I actually found verification that it's true, that there are some hunters in Africa that when they want to catch some pesky monkeys that are pretty smart and avoid being caught, one of their tactics is they'll take a gourd or the equivalent of a coconut. They'll put a hole in it, empty what's inside. They'll make a hole just big enough so that a monkey can stick his hand in, and they'll put nuts inside of that. And then they'll tie a rope around the gourd or the coconut and leave it out in a place where they know that the monkey will see it. And what happens is the monkey goes and starts to investigate, sees it, looks in the hole, smells the nuts, and sticks his hand, can barely get his hand in, but sticks his hand into the coconut, sticks his hand in, grabs a handful of nuts, but then when they make a fist with the nuts, they can't get their hand out. I saw a little video of a monkey jumping around trying to get his hand out, and they're going like this, and they're trying to get their hand out. And we think, that's so crazy. Just let go. Just let go. Let go of the nuts and you're free. Listen. Man, I see so many people like that. You say, oh, those dumb monkeys. But you know how many people I see the very same way? Saying, I want to go to Jesus. I'm so stuck. I want to go to Jesus. Oh, I can't get it. Yeah. No. All he's saying is, let go and you're free. Some of you are hanging on to that security blanket. You can't get to Jesus because it requires that you release something, and it's hard for you to release it. There's a cost. There's a letting go. I want Jesus, but I don't want to let go of this. Yeah, maybe you're living with that boyfriend that you've been living with for 6-7 years. You keep thinking, I'm going to leave him. It's no good. It's not working out. He mistreats me. It's not a healthy relationship. I'm going to leave him. But it's your security blanket. You know, it feels like, hey, I need to be with this guy. Come to Jesus. I want to. I can't. Really? You can't or you won't. I've had guys ask me, Pastor, I want to come to Jesus. Hey, a private question here, though. I want to come to Jesus. You know, it's not a big deal in my life, but I smoke pot. It makes me feel calm. It's kind of, you drink coffee, right? It's kind of the same thing. Do I need to give it up to follow Jesus? Well, first of all, dude, it's illegal so far for now, right now. It's called a drug so far for now. Let go. You know, I want to, but it's kind of, it doesn't mean a lot to me, but I want to, but I can't quite. Hey, let it go. Pot, Jesus, seriously? Seriously? You're having that conversation in your head? Seriously? You're really wondering about it? Seriously? Are you thinking through that? Some of us have security blankets. It's your God substitute. It's what you've gone to year after year to make you feel good. It's your fallback. It's the thing that when you're down, you go to. And it may be food. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. It may be a bad relationship. It may be bad friends. Whatever it is. But some of you are unwilling to let go to Jesus. And you feel like you're stuck. But no, it's not about being stuck. It's about being willing to let go of your security blanket. Throw it off and say, okay, I'm going to God. There is no rivalry here. I'm going to God. Bartimaeus threw his cloak off. He jumped up and he made his way to Jesus. You see, blindness actually became his greatest gift. Because in the hour of his need, his faith was activated by the presence of Jesus. And he had an irreversible encounter with the living God. Number three, you need to speak up and be bold. You need to speak up and get ready to release your security blanket. And lastly, you need to speak up and be clear and declare your need before God in faith. Verse 51, he's finally in front of Jesus. And Jesus looks at blind Bartimaeus. And he asks him a question that seems like a rhetorical question, like, really, Jesus, this is your profound question? He looks at Bartimaeus and he says, what do you want me to do for you? If I was Bart, I'd be, hello, Jesus. Can I tell you this? When God asks a question, it's not because he doesn't know the answer, ever. When God asks a question, it's because he's causing us to either search our heart or to declare something with our mouth that up until now we've been unwilling to declare. There's something about speaking something that takes it to another level. You can believe in your heart. In Romans chapter 10, it says, if you believe in your heart, you are justified. But if you confess with your mouth, you are saved. They work hand in hand. If you believe something but are not willing to speak it, usually you don't believe it enough. You've been dating a guy for 7 years. There's another level you cross when it's like, yeah, me and my boyfriend, we love each other. We're like, yeah, yeah, my soulmate. But there's a line that's crossed when he finally says, do you want to marry me? It always kind of surprises me because every video that I see, every girl always goes, wow. I'm like, seriously, after 10 years, you're still surprised? I mean, you look like it just totally caught you by surprise. I mean, 10 years, I'd be like, yeah, it's about time, dude. Not like, wow. Yeah, everyone I see, it's like, they're surprised. I'm like, well, I don't get it. What are you surprised about? But it's not the surprise. It's not like I'm shocked. You know what they're surprised about? That it finally was spoken. Because a woman knows that it can be in the heart, but when it's finally spoken, it takes it to another level. When you believe something in your heart, it's okay, but when you speak it, it takes it to another level. Jesus said, what do you want from me, Bart? And this is what Bartimaeus says. Listen, the blind man said, Rabbi, which means teacher, I want to see. I think there was a defining moment here where Bartimaeus had to declare, yeah, I acknowledge I have a need. I acknowledge what I want. I'm not covering it. I'm not hiding it. I want to see. I want to see. But I acknowledge my need and I declare it clearly before you, Jesus. And Jesus matter-of-factly says, go. Said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately. Say immediately. Immediately. There's something about an encounter of God that can happen now. Immediately. There was a release that happened into his life. Immediately. There was the power of the living Jesus, the one that has always been and will always be, the one who has no beginning, who was not created because he's always existed. I'm talking about Jesus, Creator, Alpha, Omega, all God, all man, incarnate as a baby, perfect life, died on a cross, defeated death, was resurrected, has put death and disease and sickness and sin and everything else under his authority and power. I'm talking about the power of the living Most High God.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This concludes his message called Speak Up, which is from our series called Moved. Join us again on the next Straight Talk as we continue on in our series. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.